information at uscosalmon.org.
Ni chug Newton KYUK 640 AM Mam Drilmi, Ni chug Naluku 91.9 FM Magun Anyagami, KCUK 88.1 GVAC, KWTB 92.3 Alaganrmi, 93.3 FM Magun Lu, KCEF Chifornik, KHSK Imanak, KUIT Good News Bay, KKWG Gangirnak, KUZY Nunamiko, Jalilu KWNQ, Queen Hami.
We need water to stay healthy. Alaskans use this precious resource to clean, cook, and stay hydrated. Water plant operators in communities across the state protect our health by providing safe water and sanitation service. Whether water is piped to your home, available at a washateria, or delivered by a haul vehicle, it's the expertise and dedication of hardworking Alaskans that make it possible. Thank your local water plant operator today. This message brought to you by the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium.
Support for KYUK's talk line is provided by Vitus Marine, a local crew happy to fuel you. Find out more at bethelfuel.com.
Talkline is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during Talkline may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Express yourself!
Hello, hello. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Talkline. I'm Diane McGachran. Grady and Luke are in the booth, and we are ready to get the show started this Friday, July 23rd. We have Sam from Bethel 4-H on first up. Hi, Sam.
Hello, good morning, and happy Friday.
Hey, good morning. Happy Friday to you, too. So, Sam, yeah. From 4-H, what do you got? You probably have activities to share, right?
Okay. Yeah, we do. We're about two-thirds through our summer series camps. Today is the final day of what we know as the HANDS series. This is all about performing arts. We'll be doing a play and a talent show for the final day of this camp series today at 4:30 at the center. And yesterday we went by KYUK and we read through some PSAs that Grady and I helped the kids create last week. So they read their PSAs, and they also did a few station identifications, did a tour of the radio station. Yeah.
That's
and
cool.
So you'll be able to listen to the kids' voice on the air giving PSAs and station identifications all the way through August 6th, thanks to Grady.
That's so nice.
And
okay.
On that note, the final series of the camp starts Monday, and it's the last two-week series, and this is going to be the health series, and we're going to be doing a lot of cooking projects. We'll do a tobacco prevention project. We'll learn things about politeness and table setting and stuff like that. But it's been a great summer. The kids have been awesome, and it's been so great to have – you know, the kids actually in the center every day this summer. So it's been great. And again, my hats off to Grady yesterday for inviting us over and for working with the kids on PSAs and stuff like that. They really did a good job. So I think everybody will enjoy listening to the little kids' voices.
It will.
For the next couple of weeks.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what I have.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I really, really like that. So do you have anything that comes up in the next week or into August? I wasn't sure what your whole schedule of activities was. You said you're coming to the end of one thing, right, or something.
Right. So the end of the summer series is August 6th, and then we won't have kids again until we're hoping to start the after-school programs the day after Labor Day, September 7th. I guess LKSD starts school on the 11th, and then really for us, it's just going to be summer prep or back to school prep and putting together, you know, what that's going to look like. Because as you know, last year we didn't really get to do that because
right.
of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So this will be the first time that kids will be back in the building. So those are things that we're going to be talking about. The Bethel 4-H staff will be heading to Fairbanks the week of August 16th to do a retreat and to kind of put those things together. So, yeah,
okay.
we've got some time.
Oh,
we've got
good.
Some time to put that together.
Now, the play and talent show that's today at 4:30 at the 4-H, is that open
mm-hmm.
to the public or
mm-hmm.
just family of students, of the kids?
Well, I think right now it's just open to family, just, again, due to the COVID, our COVID
right.
mitigation plan.
Right.
We can only have so many.
In the building.
We can have up to 50% capacity. Right. So there's that. But on that note, I do want to thank Michaela from the Cultural Center and the library, because she's really been instrumental in this past camp series as far as introducing theater, or as she would say it, theatre, to the kids and teaching them how to
theatre.
Act. And she's been here. Yeah, she's been here Tuesday and Thursday the past 2 weeks, and she'll be here all day today. Today's going to be final dress rehearsal.
Oh my gosh!
Stuff like that. But she's been awesome.
Wow.
She's been awesome. And the play is going to be The Emperor's New Clothes, and I'm sure that those of you who are familiar with that story know what that's about.
Yeah.
And yeah, and then there's also going to be a talent show as well. So some of the campers will be demonstrating their talents. There'll be some singing. There'll be some magic tricks. There'll be some skits, stuff like that. So yeah, it'll be a good final day of the series for these campers and their families.
Nice. That sounds wonderful. And yeah, thanks to Michaela. Wow. I like that.
Yeah.
All right. So
yeah,
good.
She was awesome.
All right, Sam. Well, that sounds like a really
okay.
wonderful, experience the kids have had all summer and culminating tonight or today.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you.
Yep.
Have
it's
a great
been great.
Day.
Thank yeah. you very much for having me as usual.
Okay.
Thank you. Have
yeah.
a great weekend.
You're welcome. Bye. Okay. Now we're going to go to John Nick from Bethel. Good morning, John. Welcome to
the
talk.
Oh, boy, I'm on the air now.
Yes. Thank you for waiting.
No problem. Anyway, I'd like to tell everyone I got to go berry picking this year without swimming. I engineered a bridge. It was still kind of
uh-huh.
scary because it was kind of tilty, but I made sure I brought a piece of plywood and made it wider for weight compensation, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I didn't get wet, but I had to find my way to where I go. The grass is really above your head, and I had to watch out for moose and all that.
Right.
Other than that, I stop and listen all the time. I'm really careful when I'm out in the wilderness.
Because
you're in the wild right when you leave from my home here, our home.
Did you get some berries?
Yes, I did. I want to let people know that the big ones are about 3/4 open where I went, and the little ones are ripe, the small ones.
That's right.
And the
yeah.
medium to the large are a couple more days, and they'll be mm-hmm. taken off their leaves, and they'll be more exposed.
Yeah, perfect.
With this nice sun and stuff.
Yeah,
and,
very good.
I wanted to bring some up, Diane.
Mm-hmm.
You know, recently we've been listening to the news and the Delta variant virus that's going on.
Yeah.
It's starting to affect people who are unvaccinated, and the rises are coming up again, like they did when we had the regular virus when it first started. Anyway, it's starting to jump up again. I wish people would realize that this is a dangerous virus. You should, especially the next Delta variant.
Mm-hmm.
It's more contagious and more deadly than the original one was. Once you're vaccinated, you have a chance at fighting this disease, you know?
Right, yeah.
And it's so contagious. I think even if you had a shot, you should wear a mask. But other than that, when you're vaccinated, you're well off. At least you're protected against the virus there.
Mm-hmm.
But that Delta one is a scary one. You know what I mean? It's,
yeah.
it's
yeah.
a lot stronger.
Yes.
And I wish people would get over that and find out, get your shots. There's nothing wrong with it. I had my shots. I'm normal.
Mm-hmm. Well, John.
You know, and I was talking to a friend of mine. It might sound funny, but in a way, it kind of has humor and seriousness. We were talking about that one day, and we had our shots. You know what my friend said? We're just guinea pigs. You weren't around when I said that. Well, it's better be a live guinea pig than a dead one. You know, that's the way it is.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's you have to take a chance in order to live a chance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take the risk away. Look it up on the medical and all that. Anything kind of research that you might question, do that. But I suggest you get the vaccine. You know, it's too deadly to not pass it up.
And you can talk to your doctor, too.
Yeah.
And any questions you have or worries.
Yeah, you can get all the information from your physician. Another thing I'd like to ask is, I brought this up last week, what's going on with the stimulus package and all? We have all this money that the government passed to the corporations, yet we're in the limbo yet. This money is not for the corporations. This stimulant means people, stimulizes economy. That's where it belongs. Mm-hmm. So I wish the people who are directing these things would call, at least call and let people know what's going on, you know?
Yeah.
Other than us having a question that, how long? It's been 2 weeks now since it passed?
Right, yeah.
And Eek's already into the program already. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it'd be nice to find out what the delay is. I'm sure it's a lot of money, and they're going to work it out where you can all equalize it as best as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I see it, I think BNC holds nothing but it's a business corporation, so they probably might give us a stimulant payment because mm-hmm. ONC is non-profit and they give out material things, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And
right.
Be nice if somebody would call about that.
Mm-hmm.
And,
good
you know,
point.
Get on there.
Good point.
Another thing, I had one more thing. Oh, on the moose hunting, real quickly.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to open up, they're going to stay open till October. I think that's a bad idea to be open up October because all the moose are going to be rutted out. You know what I mean when I say rut?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they mate and then they might sound grossy, but they pee all over and rub it like a horse does. You know, perfume
okay.
to them.
Okay.
And the way Russian yeah. Mission has it, they open up in August, and they kind of close the beginning or middle of October because their rutting season starts early. I wish the people would realize that the fish and game and rearrange it where if you're going to have moose rutted out, nobody didn't want no rutted moose. They're really hard to eat, you know, even the dog won't hardly eat it.
Yeah.
But that's an idea I want to propose to.
Okay.
Let them think about it. Boy, it's a nice day now.
It looks it.
Finally.
Yeah.
And I want to wish everyone, please have a safe weekend. If you're out there berry picking, eating and stuff like that, take your trash with you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't leave it on the tundra. And also watch out for wild animals.
Yeah.
You know, especially that. You have to, because you're going on their territory.
Yes.
That bear sure look tempting, but you got to remember it's somebody else's land, too.
Yeah.
Anyway,
thank
I want
you.
To wish everyone a good weekend. Please wear your life jacket and make sure the kids have the proper life jacket. And please don't drink and drive. And watch out for speedsters as you're coming on
mm-hmm.
the river and blind corners.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Dan. You all have a good weekend. Thanks for
accepting
my
too.
Call.
All
yeah.
right.
Yeah,
Clan. Okay.
Yeah.
Bye. All right. So I'm going to, I have a very short email I'm going to read, and it goes like this. Please get vaccinated for COVID-19 so we can have Chamai Dance Festival again and bring our village family and friends together for Yurok-ing, Guyana. All right. So that's our email, and you're welcome to email us at radio@kyuk.org. You can be anonymous for your emails. And your calls, actually. You can call us at 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954. Okay, so our lines are open. I'm going to have to clear my throat here just...
543-5985, 543-2756, or 1-800-995-8954 gets you in the door on Talkline. Make it your show.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Grady. All right. So just a quick peek at our weather, which looks good, but there's some dark bumps of cloud a little bit. So today in Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta, it's going to be partly cloudy with a little fog this morning, highs in the lower 50s and lower 60s with a little bit of wind, 10 miles an hour. We'll go to Tim from Bethel. Good morning, Tim.
Hi, good morning,
Anna. Good morning. Yes.
Beautiful day out here.
I know. Very
yeah,
nice.
I'm so glad to hear that the Yukon River CDQ group is sending 10,000 pounds of kings and chums, all thanks to the good fishermen down there at Bristol Bay and getting the logistics taken care of up to distribution points. And glad that they're going to have a little bit of a taste of salmon. Although it's not going to be able to fill their smokehouses and whatnot. And I'd also like to thank some of the local people that have sent salmon to their family and friends. And all of us know what it's like to be without something so essential. And just would like to encourage people, you know, if you have a couple of extra salmon that you know there's people in need on the Yukon, you know, send it off to them and continue doing so. We don't know if there's going to be a fall chum or a coho subsistence fishery. There's an extremely low return of fall chums as well. So they may not be able to process or put away fish for the winter. Although the 10,000 pounds is going to be help to a lot of families, but they're not going to be able to store away the dried fish, the salted salmon, and things that they normally do when we have salmon in abundance, up there. But any little help would go a long way for them. And for the people that are going out salmon berry picking or berry picking out camping and whatnot, just like John says, please pick up after yourselves. It's really disheartening to go out and find trash that was left out there from the years before. You know, the land provides for us, even the rivers provide for us, and it's really essential to keep the land and the waters clean so that our future generations wouldn't frown upon us as they encounter these things that we leave behind out there.
Wow.
Yeah.
What do you think, what happened that people started going ahead and leaving trash? I've as far as I walk around Bethel outside of town on the tundra, I always run into something, a can or a... It's just amazing.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It might be accidental, might be some on purpose, but it's really important to go out and, you know, if you do encounter trash out there, just pick it up, bring it home. It just, you know, it hardly weighs anything, especially the plastics and the cans and whatnot. The plastics are the ones that are most destructive to our food chain.
Yeah. Yeah.
Out there, and they disintegrate into little teeny-weeny pieces, and we end up eating them, believe it or not.
Yeah, that's what they're finding, like in the stomach
of
fish and their meat.
Yeah, they're carcinogens. They cause cancer. So, you know, for the health of us and future generations, it would be great if people would go out and, you know, if they see a bottle, soda bottle or perhaps a motor oil bottle, anything plastics out there, or styrofoam, get it back and put it away properly.
Yeah.
But, even with this opening, I'd still encourage people to send salmon to family and friends up there.
Nice.
You know, whatever little amounts help.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Alok. Hopefully everybody has a great weekend. Looks like the weather's going to cooperate for salmon berry pickers.
I know. Looks like for the weekend. So
yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, after a cold spring, early summer.
Yeah, and a very rainy, wet July.
Yeah.
End of June, July. Anyway, okay. Well, I hope you have a great afternoon, morning.
Okay, Guyana.
Okay.
Now, I'm intending to go out fishing.
Oh, you are going to have a good day.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No matter what.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, have a good one. Guyana.
Okay, bye. All right, we're going to go to Stephen Alexi from Novosibirsk. Hello, Stephen. Thank you for waiting.
I'd like to echo the last two callers, John and Tim, for, the COVID-19 Delta variant. It's not going to discriminate. Those that are even vaccinated are getting it, but they're not as sick as those that are vaccinated. It's efficient and, spreads faster. And I think the United States government made a mistake by removing the mask mandates for those who are vaccinated. There's still plenty. I think this morning they mentioned about 52.6% only vaccinated in the United States. And they still have quite a ways to go before they even reach herd immunity. So I encourage everybody to get vaccinated. I got vaccinated. If there's a booster, I'll take it. But on another issue, fishing, our Ontario has been disastrous for the past 10 years. And DVCP Incorporated has been sitting dormant. I know they've issued a few, like when the state of Alaska opened. But this issue, we need to be a little more proactive because there's intercept fishing going on in Area M. This year, to date, they have caught nearly 1 million fish that's bound for the Cusco, Yukon, in the North and Sound area. In the past, when they stopped that Area M, fish start returning back. So there's 33 tribes in the Kuskokwim, plus a whole bunch of tribes in the Yukon. They both have their own, Kuskokwim River Intertribal, I don't know what it's called in the Yukon. Those two, and since Kuskokwim River Tribal Fish Commission opened, I'd like to put this into the tribes and the Delta's mind, because they think they're going to lose power and money if they do decide to open get into this regional tribal government. They have not lost their power. In fact, they get more money coming in through those entities. We need that disaster declaration for the Kuskokwim and, in the Kuskokwim area, fishing was a thing back when I was in my teenage. Nowadays, permits are worthless, And in closing, I'd like to, the regional tribal government I mentioned, we need a powerhouse government controlled by tribes and have no attachments such as the state regulations that are operated under the state of Alaska. Under their state guidelines, they adhere to policies and laws. With the regional tribal government, everybody will be able to work, government to government, as we saw the compact with the state of Alaska in regards to ICWA. Those two, that's an example that the state of Alaska is willing to work with tribes on a government-to-government basis. 56 tribes strong, we can have one voice, be a stronger voice. And for next coming year, we need to plan already to try to get Area M closed right now instead of waiting till next year and we'll start whining and crying about it. It's time to be proactive instead of reactive. All right. And for John Nick's question about Zone 2, I think it's a good idea. Zone 1 usually closes, within when they reach their quota. But it's a little harder to get up there. I think if they open it a little earlier, like middle of August, it'll be better than closing when the moose smell like their rut. All right, good morning. Bye.
Okay, thank you, Stephen. All right, we have another caller from Nebraska, John Henry. Good morning, John. Oh, did we lose John Henry? Oh, okay, John, you're welcome to call back. And, yeah, otherwise our lines are still open. So this weekend for the weather, Saturday, it's going to be partly cloudy, highs in the lower 50s to lower 60s. It doesn't look like rain is forecast, so get your berry picking on. And then for the lower Kuskokwim Valley today, cloudy in the morning and then becoming partly sunny, highs in the 60s. And then Saturday for the lower Kuskokwim Valley, it'll be partly cloudy, highs in the lower 60s to lower 70s. Oh, it's a little toastier in the lower Kuskokwim Valley. Oh, I have a couple Tundra Drums announcements as well. Let's see, I want to make sure I'm reading. These are all on the right date, right, Grady? Yeah, okay.
Well, one of them on the top there is expired today, though. You want to just...
Okay. Let me see. Today there will be a 40-day feast for Sammy.
That was yesterday.
That was yet?
Dates on the dates in parentheses at the end of those.
Okay, thank you. Sorry about that. Let me correct that. All right, so for today then, to family and friends of Jamie, Martha, Ann Brink, viewing and services will be held at 126 Blackberry after the arrival of her body.
There's service
last
midday.
Night.
There's service midday today. There's service midday today. It's right, it continues there in the middle.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I just, it said when her body returns Thursday evening, which was last night. And then Friday, after midday service, she will be brought to St. Sophia Orthodox Church. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 1 p.m. Burial will be at the Bethel's Veterans Cemetery, followed by a feast at 126 Blackberry. Memory eternal, handmaiden of God, Martha. Okay. Sorry for the loss there. All right, and some events coming up from 6 a.m. today till 10 p.m. tonight, Friday. The main stem waters of the Lower Kuskokwim River will be open to set and drift nets. Then, beginning at 10 p.m. on Friday tonight, the Lower Kuskokwim will close to drift nets and remain open to set nets until 11:59 p.m. on Sunday, July 25th. Okay, yeah, so there's set and drift net times. So beginning tonight at 10 p.m., the Lower Kuskokwim will close to drift nets, but remain open to set nets until midnight Sunday, July 25th. Okay. Got to be clear about your nets and your times these days. Probably there was a time you just went out and did what you needed to do. Anyway, we're going to go to a short break, and we'll maybe talk to you on the other side of the break. I'm Diane McGachran. This is 640 AM and KYUK Talk Line.
543-5985, 543-2756, or 1-800-995-8954 makes this show your own. So do so. I'll be keeping the lines open during the break, and we're back on Talk Line in just a few.
You can catch Talk Line every Friday at 10 a.m. to get the latest hot topics and local buzz for the YK Delta right here on KYUK 640 AM.
Hello, my name is James Nicolai. I helped build the Fisk Commission from the ground up and am now one of its in-season managers. It is important for me that the Fisk Commission values traditional knowledge as well as data and science. We use our observations to manage our fish. My elders taught me how to make observations to predict how the fish would come and how many would come. I observed how much snow and ice are on the river in the autumn and how many geese would come in the spring. having to make good management decisions. My elders also taught me how to catch and cut fish. Now I take my grandkids out to the fish camp all summer. They are my helpers. It makes me happy to see that they are learning how to do it. I hope that one day my grandkids would pass this knowledge to their grandkids. And this is why I represent the people of the Kuskokwim on the Fish Commission.
This message is brought to you by the Kuskokwim River Inner Tribal Fish Commission. More information at kuskosalmon.org.
Donlin Goldock, Jalista Corporation, Akluyochtutkin Gunk Emiris Kluki Subsistence Community Advisory Committee Gunn. Una committee abhtorech galuni, nasnurist naritnik bijeria reitnik su, yut nrang naksaram klu, danlin gold minek, urin kluki nauti maschgagun. Nasnurit nachtschrit without 20, letstalkdanlin.com. Una bunarifkara danlin gold. Munk nachkagutal rejukumta, alaska ramit makbijunel mokatula ratruregamung. Knira kamung talim kswiftaut kluku. Maliwigni talil rit nunani state America yo right kut nao sun rit kamt nun. Mukkang ktsu tasu manuil ngurm ktali ikajung of karaluta. Makchup kluku nufts nun pilangan. Hwasu ikairewik putsni. Hwasu nunakor chutkun. Ayaga cha rauluni. Lizngaluku chumigusukusu alaska ramut talak stein five ngaf karat. Qoyawik ki unnaamik mulliwik ptsitni talilga. Unaking unang khtukwakan. Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium.
Kwaka! Protect your young athlete with the proper gear and healthcare coverage. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. A message from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
Aya, 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 ha, aya, ha, ay. Yusak kam tnun so.
Wick fruit and vegetable benefits have increased to $35 for June through September for all women and children on Wick. This includes fresh, frozen, and canned fruit and vegetables. You can swipe your Wick card at first at the store and monitor your remaining balance using the eWick shopper or viewing the button of your shopping receipt. More details available by calling the Wick office at 543-6459. This message is brought to you by the YKHC WIC program. This institution is an equal opportunity provider.
Am I on the air? Oh, my gosh. Okay, I missed out on that. All right. So welcome back, everyone. And we're going to go to Cesare, who's on the line. Good morning, Cesare.
Yeah, good morning. I'm calling again complaining, like always.
But you always do a little, you do your complaining with a chuckle, which is very nice.
You know, it's from last Friday. We have a... Why the cops and media cover up some crime?
Uh-oh.
Why they don't say anything? What? We have over the only what I know only fracture what's happening and what they come into my ear and from witnesses. There was really bad accident on the river. There was people get hurt. Little babies grow have broken gut teeth and stuff. And adults and one boat run other boat. Nobody died, but people get hurt and suffer. Why nobody saying nothing? Why the cops, according to witnesses, would see not even breathalyze the driver would be on the boat or check for the drugs in the system? Why are these things going on? Where we, how far we go to people be killing left and right and we not do anything? That is, you have accident, you're supposed to mandatory check up for any influence. Before alcohol being easy way, now it's the drugs getting, they have to be checked, mostly when it's all bunch of people invite, including the kids. That would bother me. There was another one break into smoke the dope store. Nobody's saying nothing. Now the people, you know, some people were more in it. They say it's scary to go in night time because there's supposed to people running with the gun and to robbery you. Where is this thing going? Nobody, media no say nothing. Police no release any information. In Anchorage, all United States is somewhere shooting all, like the last night with the Washington, D.C. There was big story nationwide. They shot 17 times my bedroom. Nobody even mentioned for 2 months they're investigating. Why, they're investigating that guy in Washington, too, but they go to the public and mention to everybody. The people know all worldwide. And you hear this cover up and cover up and cover up. That bothered me. There was never been happen like that. That is the public interest to know what's going on in this town. You have the scanners, the reporters in the KYOK. They should be listening something up and really bad. They should be right in the sea and making some report. Because we're the citizens, we like know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Make you feel safety. You go in. I never see troopers or cops or anybody on the river this weekend, nice weekend. You know it, have all of it's conk drunk. You watch on TV on this law, Northwood Law or whatever, Texas Rangers. And you watch them, they're checking the boys, they're checking minors, they're checking young and old. And they're doing the job. And they're showing not only what's happening, but showing to the creating shows and showing to the people they're moving, they're working, they're doing the job. And in here, you don't see nothing. You can't. I saw in my life, last couple of years, I saw people coming from the boat, from the weekend, long weekends. Can't even walk.
Mm-hmm.
What is the troopers? How many? There was people killed in that boat harbor on the river. There was invite even the heat and the fishing game, whatever. There was every year something happened, but it's nothing to be prevent. We need something to step up and get the law enforcement and media to get on it. It's not right. It's not right. They're getting lots of money. If we don't need it, what we need them for? If they cover up and don't say nothing and no investigating, it's 2 months when they've been my house, God, and nobody investigating. And the mm-hmm. fella probably shot another 2-3 people. Nobody knows. Disturbing. Stay away from the weekend, from the river, and from the street.
That sounds kind of scary.
They come to your house too, and they come to the point where they be breaking into the houses and robbery because the drugs is getting over and alcohol and it's too expensive, so they have to get some money. And they'll be dead. I hope the bad one be dead. Not the good one, but there will be robbery in the houses and shooting in there. There is not far away, and I worry about that. So,
I'm
not saying it's positive. Go to the river, forget everything, and stay away from the drunk drivers.
Yeah. Okay, well, I hope you get some time on the river very soon.
I'm in Anchorage right now.
Oh. Okay, well, I hope you're having a nice time there.
Better working better.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, thank you, Cesare.
It's a nice place. It's a nice place. There's nothing wrong with it.
Oh, right.
There were lots of good, wonderful people.
Oh.
And lots of... Only French, what they have, and they in better, they have of them already gone, but there's still some of them left. So What happened is they're still in there and still hanging up. And,
okay, so...
And I see you guys tomorrow or the day after, whatever I feel like.
Okay. All right, well, thank you for calling, even from Anchorage.
Oh, yeah.
And I hope you have a good visit there.
Yeah, it's always a good visit there.
All right, awesome.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Cesari.
Bye.
Okay. I thought he sounded so right next door, but he wasn't. All right, so you know that subsistence fishing for the Yukon has been very difficult. There's a story about how subsistence fishing has recently opened on the Yukon River for the first time this season, although the run of the chums has really been pretty low, almost to non-existent. And then there's some other really interesting stories at KYUK. If you go to the kyuk.org website, you can just scroll down some of the different stories. Lower Kuskokwim is transferring from federal to state management now for the rest of the summer. And YKHC is recommending masking in schools in most communities. I don't know if you all know, but now Alaska has become one of the top. We're back to high alert in most parts of the state. And we've, we're the fourth in the nation in hospitalizations and increases in COVID, especially this Delta variation, the variant. And more young people are becoming very sick and hospitalized. They think that's because many older people did get vaccinated in the state. So now the virus is coursing through younger and younger people. And it's really important to get your vaccination. And it's very easy to do that in our region. And so hope people will consider that again. So... all right.
Hey, it's Friday.
Yeah.
You know what that means? besides Talkline, of course you know it's Friday. But, you know, each Friday for the last couple Fridays, and indeed through the summer, we're in your ears for 50 years with our new podcast.
Oh, right.
Today's episode has Steve Heimel sitting down with Bobby Gregory, Ruth Yvonne, Ina Pavla, and Michael Fabian. So it's a treat. I think everyone
should
tune in.
That's a great show. Wow. Well, tell us again when that comes on.
So it'll be on today at 1 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then it re-airs on Saturday at 5. I'm pretty confident. I'm sorry. I just don't have it in front of me. But, yes, at 1 p.m. today. And then, of course, wherever you get podcasts, which is the really exciting thing.
Yeah. You can go to Apple Podcasts, you can go to Spotify, excuse me, and if you look up any of the KYUK shows by their name, you can find the podcast, you can subscribe to it, and have it on your phone at any time, so that's pretty cool. Anyway, we're going to go to Susan from Bethel. Good morning, Susan.
Yeah, good morning. I'm very happy that couple earlier callers mentioned and promoted the vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the Delta variant, it's out here. The Gamma variant that was in Brazil, where people ran out of oxygen tanks, that's already evaded some of the lower 48, so that might be the next one.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't realize this, but everything mutates. Everything has an evolution of sorts to survive. And that's why this virus is coming out with stronger mutations, is because it's mutating to survive. And that's why it's these stronger variants. It's not something that's getting weaker and going to wear out in its own time.
Mm-hmm.
And the vaccination is our way to get out from under this and to heal and for the economy to heal, too, and the schools to be open. And someone mentioned Shammai Festival to happen. You know, it's we'll get back to some kind of normal. Maybe it'll be a new sense of normal. But it'll be something where we can socialize and see each other and be connected again. And there's places that are hiring all over the place. Jobs are opening up. It's like we're waking up again, coming out from under. And the hospitalizations, this is serious. If someone lands in the hospital, that's a serious thing to have to be in the hospital. I mean, when I fought cancer, you know, I had surgeries and radiation and chemo and setbacks and side effects and all that. I only spent all that time only one night in a hospital, one night. So when you got somebody with COVID and they say you have to go in the hospital, that's pretty damn serious, okay? That is serious. And they interviewed Providence, and they said they're quadrupled, their patient load, and their ICUs maxing out. And, you know, this past winter when we had the high records of COVID and people were being medevaced out, a lot of them had to be medevaced past Anchorage to, like, Seattle or Fairbanks. And Anchorage has such a high incident rate right now of COVID that it's going to happen again if this keeps going up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's more than 70 people in the hospital, whereas 3 weeks ago, for a while, it was like 20-some-odd people or a dozen people statewide in the hospital. Okay, there's more than 70 now in the hospital. And you're right, they're younger people than you'd think, and they're in the hospital. And the vaccine, it's available. It's available. The gift cards, the $100 gift cards, they're still giving them out with the vaccine. It's out there, and there's really no excuse. It's, you know, it's not mandated, and I know people are saying nobody likes to tell me what to do. Well, if we were mandated the vaccine, I'd be suspicious of it. But no, it's a choice with lots of information provided, and it was provided all along the way through the research route of it, the Operation Warp Speed. It's been so open on the news. Whereas past epidemics and past events of pandemics and back when they had the polio and all those other things, it's just like, okay, we got something, and people would line up and go get the shot. Okay, so there's lots more stuff out there, but I believe there's too much crap on Facebook and all that deterring people. And you get to the facts, and that's what I want to say. Get to the facts, understand that this is a virus that will mutate, that will change and mutate, but the common characteristic, the universal characteristic with the spikes and stuff, the vaccine, they're finding that it's it protects from these variants so far.
Right.
Now, how long is that going to last? So how long will there become a variant that won't work with the vaccine? If it keeps mutating, yes, they'll have to tweak the vaccine or do boosters or something, but right now we can protect ourselves. The opportunity is now, and the gift cards are there. So,
even Fox News, Hannity, some of the others are saying this is really serious. They need to get vaccinated, and Republicans who were sketchy on that, they are now fully supportive of vaccinations and are encouraging people to get the vaccination. So
yep. Trump got it, and he's supportive of it, but he's not vocal about it because I guess he's on the campaign trail for after the people that are, I don't know why he's not promoting it as he should, but there is recordings of him saying, yes, you should get it, yes, I recommend it. You know, and he had the vaccine. And he had the COVID virus. He got sick with it, and he still got vaccinated, which is like a lot of people use the excuse, well, I already had COVID, I'm immune. Well, I had the cold, but doesn't mean I ever get a cold again. I had the flu, doesn't mean I'll ever get the flu again. It's like, no, it doesn't work that way. The body processes something, and then eventually they're not immune anymore. And they're still doing blood tests on the people that did do the vaccine when it was in the experimental route, their warp speed. And they're testing to make sure the immunity is still intact. And it is. But when they check people that did get the did get sick from it but didn't get the vaccine, you know, this is before the vaccine was available and they'd use their plasma to help get people better, they'd find that after a few months that just would not be in their blood anymore. So it's just the facts are there, and talk to a doctor, talk to medical people. They're not in it for the money. They're getting pretty burned out. And to see this wave happen to them again is very demoralizing when here it's something that's preventable. You know, most of the COVID patients, most all of them, 97% they said, never got vaccinated,
mm-hmm.
you know. And the vaccine isn't 100% effective, but it's 95% or whatever. And, you know, there'll still be some breakthrough cases, but the mass majority of the hospitalizations,
yeah,
you know, and the being put on ventilators,
uh-huh.
That's unvaccinated people. And
uh-huh.
I think people just need to get to the facts, not, you know, I think they're thinking that we're being fed with scare tactics. No, we're being told the truth.
Yeah.
The truth will set you free if you listen to it. Anyway, before I let you go and wish everybody a good weekend,
mm-hmm.
I do a lot of volunteer work with the food bank. Carrie's awesome in coordinating all this stuff. And we've got some bag sorting, food sorting parties, work parties, tentatively. I'm looking at 1:30 Saturday, 1:30 Sunday, and probably 1:30 during the weekdays. If my Subaru is there, I'm there, and it's a work party, and people can help sort bags so we can get ready for the August food bank. I'm also there, and they can call my cell phone, 545-7524, if they want to make sure I'm over there, if they're walking or cabbing or whatever. But
cool.
I plan to be there. You see the Subaru in the back there. It's 1:30. Tomorrow and the next day and during the weekday, probably Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, till we get it done. And anyone that wants to help can help, and it makes it fun when we're visiting and help and doing it. And I really appreciate those that have helped in the past with it. All right, thank you.
All right, Susan.
Mm-hmm,
thanks
bye.
For your call.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to go right to Renee from Bethel. Good morning, Renee.
Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
I'm just calling in to clarify a couple of things. I've had some folks call me and ask about Father Chuck's Peterson's mass tomorrow or tonight. I'm sorry, it's Friday night. The mass is at 6 p.m. and the feast and that's at the Catholic Church. So that's 6 p.m. mass at the Catholic Church, and then the feast starts at 7 p.m. at the Cultural Center. So bring your favorite dish to donate, and there'll be lots of food, lots of tables. if you haven't been vaccinated, please plan on wearing your mask except when you're eating. Just to be on the safe side, I want to follow up with what Susan said. It's better to be cautious than not cautious.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also want to mention that the Saturday market, I've had some calls on that. The next Saturday market is August 21st.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So mark that on your calendar, August 21st. And then for those of you that don't remember, the gift shop in the Cultural Center has opened and is open from 12 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday. So stop by if you're looking for something special. We have about 50 artists.
Wow, nice. Very
yeah,
nice. Okay.
So that's all I've got for today.
All right. Thank you, Renee.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Okay. Have a good day. All right. We'll go to Sunny from Bethel. Good morning, Sunny.
Yes, good morning. Just wanted to say hello to everyone. It's starting to become a beautiful day.
I know.
Have a great morning.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right. We're going to go to Ruth. Good morning, Ruth. Welcome to Talkline.
I'm calling from Fish Camp. Hi, this is Ruth Yvonne. Most of us are done fishing. We're waiting for the silvers. So I called Fish and Game and told them that most of the people that are fishing, some of us have almost reached our goal, so we stopped. So I know we didn't reach it with chums. Because we hardly caught chum this year,
mm-hmm.
and we didn't reach it with king salmon, but there were plenty of reds. I told them to open it indefinitely because most people are already finished, so we're ready to freeze fish and fillet fish and put away fish. Today's fishing day. We're stuck though here. We're waiting for the tide.
Oh, okay. You
that
know, you're
he can't get out.
Now, Ruth, you're on the you're on the podcast today for In Your Ears for 50 years with the interview.
Oh, yes.
I guess the taping you did with Steve Heimel.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on at 1 o'clock today.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, you're gonna have to check
it. I have to listen.
Yeah,
I haven't heard it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you should. And then there'll be a replay of it, I think, on Saturday. I'm not sure. Poor Grady is puzzled in the booth. He's not sure when the replay is. But it's today at 1. And you can also go to the KYUK website anyway and find it there.
I haven't heard that one. It was nice to talk to him.
Yeah, that's really nice. Yeah, there were a few of you that are going to be on today. So,
that'll be great.
So nice.
Yeah. Yeah, KYUK has been so good to people and letting us hear the weather and talk shows and venting and complaining.
Venting, yes. There has to be a little touch of venting.
Yeah.
Make things interesting.
Good to us. It is good to have KYUK that has a variety of things. Even at 4 a.m. to 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Sometimes to 6 a.m. there's gospel singing.
Oh, yeah.
We hear gospel at when I can't sleep, or when I wake up, I look at the time and turn it on and listen and fall asleep again.
Nice. Okay.
So
that's
really
sweet.
Nice.
Sweet.
Yeah. So people are probably fishing right now, but we're waiting for the tide.
Well, I'm glad you caught what you needed, and you have a great afternoon.
You too. Thanks for being there.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Bye. All right. We're gonna go. Oh, we're gonna go to Father Mark. Welcome.
Hi. Mark. Welcome. Welcome to you, too. Good morning. Hi.
Good morning. Yeah. It is a good morning.
I just want to follow up on what Renee was saying about Father Chuck's celebration tonight.
Mm-hmm.
She did say accurately that the funeral is going to start in the Catholic Church at 6 p.m. We expect it'll be pretty packed.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to ask everyone to please wear masks.
Okay.
Bring your masks and please wear a mask because we're not going to be able to keep physical distance from one another. It's going to be packed in there.
Yeah.
And we want to do this safely. We had hoped that by planning it now that this would be a safe time to do it, but it just happens that things are starting to move in the other direction, eh?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
So, darn, it's kind of late to reverse course now, so this is what we're going to do today.
Yeah.
But in order to do it safely, we need everyone to please wear their masks.
Okay. Very good.
And as Renee outlined, we're going to do the celebration in the church, the celebration of his life, his funeral. Because, you know, Father Chuck has not had a funeral yet.
This is
the opportunity. Yeah, we've been holding his cremains in our house all these months, waiting for the opportunity to give Father Chuck a funeral.
Wow!
So this is it tonight. This is the big one,
mm-hmm.
And everybody's really excited about it. But again, we want to do it in a safe way, Diane.
Yeah.
So
I'm asking
everyone to please wear masks.
And you don't want to be careful. And you don't want to be in a position of people having to tell other people, please put a mask on. You know, that's kind of awkward. It would just be nice if people came, had their masks, and if they have young people, the young people should have their masks on too, and just make it easy and comfortable, no hassle, right?
So. The really little kids, of course. Have a hard time wearing masks, but yes, children that are like 3 and older, please wear masks. Now we are going to have a large supply of masks to hand out for those who happen to come without masks.
Oh, perfect!
But we don't want to run out of those either. Please, everyone, please come with your mask.
Okay, good.
We're going to have some pews reserved in the front of the church for elders who have mobility issues.
Mm-hmm.
So some ushers are going to be there to welcome them and to bring them up front. Mm-hmm. We're going to do a fun thing as we bring Father Chuck into church. The fun thing is going to be this. We're going to ask everyone to line up in the aisles, two lines, all the way down the aisle, out the front door, down the steps, and we're going to bring Father Chuck's remains to that, to those lines, and let people two by two, hand to hand, move Father Chuck down the line, up the steps, into the church, and up to be placed in front of the altar. So everybody in church will get a chance to participate in bringing Father Chuck back into church for this celebration tonight.
Wow. That kind of moves me just hearing you describe that, actually.
I'm really looking forward to how we do this.
Yeah. That's so nice to do. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait for us to do it.
Yeah. Yep.
Yes, he is a special person, and we trust that his prayers will always be with us here in Bethel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, thank you for that. And you'll be at the cultural center for the meal.
Thank you. So we're going to move quickly from the church to the cultural center. We're not going to do a kind of up at the end of Mass. You know, it's typical for the congregation to come forward and pay their respects.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go straight to the cultural center, and we're going to place his remains on a table in the cultural center so that people can, have, at their leisure, go up and spend some time, some kind of private, quiet time, placing their hands on the box that was made for him by Stan Corp. Stan made a wonderful box
is
kind of depicting, with some symbols on the side of it, depicting his life here in the Delta for these many decades. And so they can take a little quiet private time with Father Chuck's remains at the cultural center. So we're going to move quickly after Mass straight to the cultural center because it's going to be late. And then tomorrow morning we're going to inter him out at the cemetery, out of the new cemetery out beyond the airport.
Hmm.
We don't know yet what time we're going to do that, but that will be announced this evening.
Okay. Great. All right. Well, that sounds like a really wonderful evening plan tonight for him and for everyone.
We're really excited.
Yeah. Thank you for getting on and sharing how it's going to go.
Oh, yeah.
Really appreciate it.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah. Have a great day.
You too, Diane. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, I didn't know if you want to go to the next caller. We might as well just go to the next caller. I guess we'll blow through our break today, or we'll have it in a minute. Yeah, after this caller. All right, Billy. Billy, welcome to Talkline.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, why is Dr. Fauci blaming unvaccinated people for vaccinated people getting that virus? Maybe simply because it doesn't work. Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, okay. In recent interviews, Dr. Fauci said that there is an issue with people who are unvaccinated because about 99% of the positive cases are people who are unvaccinated. So there's a lot of attention now to people who are not vaccinated to try to encourage them or ease their fears or encourage them to talk with their medical provider about what their concerns are. Because the virus is going to just, as long as it's got people to hang out with, it's going to hang out and it's going to grow stronger. And that's part of the point, is if you get a lot of people vaccinated, the virus doesn't have a place to go and hang out and grow and develop and get stronger and stronger. So that's what the concern is when people are not vaccinated. So anyway. All right. So I think we will just take a minute break, right? And then we'll come back for the final part of the show.
Five four three 5985 543-2756 or 1-800-995-8954 gets you in the door on Talkline.
Mm-hmm.
Talkline is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during Talkline may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Pakazugu insurekidsnow.gov kasukayaga guluku 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Unakingun ng katukuku ng Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
Wakefruit and vegetable benefits have increased to $35 for June through September for all women and children on WIC. This includes fresh, frozen, and canned fruit and vegetables. You can swipe your WIC card at first at the store and monitor your remaining balance using the eWIC shopper or viewing the button of your shopping receipt. More details available by calling the WIC office at 543-6459. This message is brought to you by the YKHC WIC program. This institution is an equal opportunity provider.
My name is Avery Hoffman, and I am from Bethel. I feel honored to be one of the first youth on the Executive Council of the Kuskokwim River Inner Tribal Fish Commission, and more importantly, to have been approached by Robert Lacander and being appointed by the ONC Council to take his place there. The Fish Commission has to make hard decisions in order to protect Chinook. As Fish Commissioners, we bring the interests of our residents to fisheries management and work to make sure the resource survives. We know that if we harvest like we did in the past, the resource may not survive. So we have to find a balance of fishing and conserving and hope that people will understand. I'm happy to be a part of an organization that involves local community input throughout the season. We do our best to ensure that the salmon return for generations so our children and grandchildren may be able to use this key resource to survive. I hope that I can serve as a leader for my generation to get involved in the survival of our salmon and our culture. This message is brought to you by the Kuskokwim River Inner Tribal Fish Commission. More information at kuskosalmon.org.
Okay, everyone, welcome back. We have the last third of our show left. The lines are open. You're welcome to call in. The numbers are 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954. You can also email us at radio@kyuk.org. I can read your email over the air. You can be anonymous for both your calls and your emails. Now, I don't know if any of you saw in the Delta Discovery, in a couple of the letters, for the Speak Your Mind, Governor Mike Dunleavy has sent in his kind of an essay on why he made some of the decisions that he made recently in terms of the budget and the PFD and kind of giving his side of that situation. So you might want to read through that. That's in the Delta Discovery. And then I was looking at it, and it's kind of funny. There's a letter from Richard Branson, Virgin Galactic. Now, I really don't, I mean, not no offense to Delta Discovery, but I don't think that Richard Branson really wrote in. But it is kind of an ad letter that's saying that you can apply. With there's an organization, Omaze, which you actually have to give a donation to win an opportunity for two seats aboard an early Virgin Galactic space flight and tour of the Spaceport America. Now, he actually didn't go fully into space. He was just below, so he wasn't really in outer space, but he went up high enough that NASA gives out the astronaut pin. So he got his astronaut pin, but it wasn't really outer space. But anyway, I'm sure it was still a thrill for him and probably lots of people. But anyway, I just thought that was curious to have Richard Branson in the Delta Discovery in the letter section, which I I just kind of wondered about that. But there's some other letters here, a couple of others that are more extended and offering some points of view that people might find interesting. So anyway, I'm going to read the Dunleavy one later. I haven't gotten to read all of it yet.
On Branson, you know, the Simpsons have been making the headlines lately because with Branson in space, of course, years ago, after Branson announced his interest in space, Simpsons, of course, included Branson in space, and it seems to be a mirror image of recent television promotion of the same. So just, you know, one of those art imitating life things.
And then the Amazon guy went up, Jeff Bezos. Yeah. Him, and then Elon Musk wants to go up too. So these three guys with hundreds of billions of dollars each want to go and get close to outer space. I'm not sure they're going all the way in. Anyway, we're going to go to a caller, Dave from Bethel. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
Good morning
to everyone. If people are looking for a place of honor and serenity and peace of mind, they could visit the ATG Memorial Park, as I oftentimes do, to find peace of mind. And my pain goes away at the ATG Memorial Park. Unfortunately, we have lost two members of the board that has passed on. And we are looking for people to replace them on the board of directors. If anyone's interested, you could contact any of the board members. Most of us are getting along in years, and some young people, young blood, to carry on this place of honor. And the purpose of this park is to honor 1,435 men from the Kuskokwim and Yukon Delta areas that served their country during World War II. Their mission was to defend the coastline of Alaska against all enemies. They served for 5 years, from 1942 to 1947. And did their job to protect Alaska from all enemies. You can read all about it online if anybody's interested. We sure need some help to continue this project to honor these great men from our area that served during wartime, making the sacrifices that people have to make during wartime. Thank you for, and thanks everybody for supporting this project. And that's about all I have to say, except please visit the park. It's a place of honor and dignity and respect. Thank you and good morning.
Thank you, Dave. Really appreciate your call.
And respect.
Oh, okay. Yes, the Memorial Park. I always, people that come and visit here, I always take them out there. And it's a really nice place to go, like you said. All right, so our lines are open for the last part of our show, so you're welcome to call in at 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954, and you can also email us at radio@kyuk.org. We didn't have as many emails as we usually do, because email is kind of an easy way to connect to the show. I was going to say some of the programming that's coming up, but I don't know what. Oh, okay. Do you have like promotions? Are there shows besides In Your Ear for 50 Years?
Well, we just finished our last episode of Fish Talk yesterday. Otherwise, I'd be talking about that,
Wow. Of
course. You know what's kind of neat, though? The latest installment of Bird Words, you know, the Yupik Words of the Week, are bird-themed. And I believe, and I again expose my ignorance here, but I believe that if we go to the Facebook page for KYUK, you can find the archive of the Bird Words. You can definitely see the one from this week.
Yeah.
But those animations are kind of cool. I had one of the
animation for the Bird Words this week is fabulous.
I enjoyed watching that work being done so much that one of the ONC interns that work in radio, I had shadow the multimedia department one Friday just to be able to go and, you know, enjoy doing that stop motion work, because that's kind of cool.
It is, yeah. Who here at KYUK creates those stop action?
Well, I would give ultimate authority on that to Katie Basil, but it's Gabby Hisan Salgado that is really doing that mostly.
Uh-huh.
But lately, this last round has been done by Tamron Hodge and Kaylee King.
Oh, okay. And they know the technology. They're the ones that actually create animation from the drawings.
Students produce the drawings, I think.
Yeah.
And I know that they also use clay, right? So they use clay in drawings. But students produce the drawings. They produce the clay here in the multimedia department. And they do all that work themselves.
Oh, so that's so interesting.
Gabby learned all that stuff and has it all set up. But then, of course, each round of interns come through and learn the same and do the same.
Huh.
It's
I wonder
so
what kind
fun.
Of program they use and stuff. Okay, well, that's, yeah, it's really nice. And I like how it's really consistent and continues to flow through. That's really neat. Okay. Yes.
Well, no, I was gonna say that there are some cool music programmings. You know, if you want to tune in on Sunday nights and on Wednesday nights, Rick's Rock, which is a progressive rock from our not necessarily progressive ex-mayor here in town, Rick.
Okay. You said that.
I did. But I just think it's funny, progressive and Then we have MTV Days, which is on Tuesdays following city council and Friday nights till midnight. That's our good man Isaac in the evening doing MTV Days.
Okay, what's MTV Days?
Well, it's all like, you know, 80s music. Stuff.
Oh,
like the
okay,
80s,
yeah,
the MTV
when
the
MTV
generation.
Started, like, really flourishing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've heard, I mean, I like it, and I've heard other people like it, too.
Oh, yeah, I've had that on and off, too, so, yeah. Okay, good. All right. Nice programming. I feel like I'm going to sneeze, but I think I'm okay. All right, I'm okay. The sneeze is come and gone. It's all right. Okay, so we have we had a few calls about different events that are coming up. The Cultural Center will have another Saturday market August 21st. And you can call Susan Taylor if you want to volunteer to help put together the food bank boxes and bags. There'll be another food bank in August, so she's gearing up to start preparing for that. You can call her at 545-7524 if you would like to help pull things together for the next food bank, which will be in August. As you heard from Father Mark, Father Chuck's cremains will be there'll be a service for Father Chuck tonight at the Catholic Church. It starts at 6 p.m. Really asking people to just go ahead, everybody wear a mask, and young people wear a mask just to keep everything safe, because you're going to be all crowded together. And then after the funeral, there will be a celebration then at the Cultural Center, bring food if you'd like to share. It'd be kind of a bring a dish. So that's really nice. And let's see. Today at 4:30, well, it's not really open to the public, but the 4-H is going to have their play. They're doing a play and talent show, which I'll bet is super fun, and families are probably going to really enjoy that. And there'll be more after-school programs starting back up after Labor Day when school starts up, so you'll want to look out for what's being offered there. And, yeah, and just some calls about getting vaccinated and kind of the understanding that, the understanding that Alaska is, rates are increasing and we're back to high alert in most sections of the state, including the YK Delta. So we will go to Joe.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Joe.
Happy Friday.
Same to you.
You know, it's about time we see AFN stand up for the people in the rural communities and file a lawsuit against the state of Alaska for the power cost equalization program.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So at least somebody has a hand on it to do something and help us people, because definitely the power cost equalization really helps to pay for our light bill, because if it weren't for them, some of us wouldn't have lights.
Yeah, I think we don't realize. We think the bills are high now.
Yeah, we think they're high now. Wait till you get a bill without the power cost equalization on it, and then what?
You know, right.
I don't know who this governor think he is, but he's one of the crooked governors as far as I'm concerned.
Huh.
And regarding what Cesare said, I believe what he said, because that goes to show you what kind of corruption we have in this community in terms of how anything's being reported, regardless of the story of what it is, murder, sexual assault, drugs, alcohol, shoplifting, whatever, carjacking, car accidents, vehicle accidents, any accidents of any type. But when it comes to certain circumstances, when it involves people and they're committing a crime, whether they're straight or under the influence of any type of substance, it goes to show you that it seems like the people that report the news are being told what to report, when to report, and how to report it. So that's kind of, you look at any other news agency other than Bethel, you know, Bethel's a small community. We all know who's in power, who's not in power, and who doesn't have power and think they have power. But one thing about power, it's just an illusion. So remember that. But sad to see a community like Bethel to have that type of issues regarding what can report it, what can't be reported, who can report it and who can't report it.
Hmm.
You know, but and then regarding the United States Fish and Wildlife Service or the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, anytime they extend any kind of hunting, be grateful. It might be like those two gentlemen said, it because they're rutting. Nobody wants that type of moose meat, but who's to say somebody don't need the meat, because they're starting, you know, everything's getting expensive out here.
Yeah.
Money goes only so far, and food stamps only go so far.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we have to think of any time we have a chance by whoever oversees the management of game, give us an opportunity to go and help ourselves to more food on the table. I think that's a blessing in itself, but everybody has a right to their own opinion.
That's right, yep.
So, but keep in mind that hopefully this, maybe the governor will wake up and realize what he did was wrong, and that money should be in the Constitution for the state of Alaska, so we don't have to worry about it. Because you go to Anchorage, Fairbanks, or Juneau, I have family, friends, and relatives that live over there. Their light bills are, you could go out and buy dinner for a month with the type of bills they pay when it comes to their cost of living over there.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to utilities, not all utilities are the same. It depends on the size of the community and how much people they serve to provide that service. But out here, it's a rural community. Everything is flown in or barged in.
and they have to keep the cost of what it takes to get it here and include that to serve that product to whatever means necessary to the community so we could at least try to make some kind of living. But when we're told what to do, when to do it, how to do it, especially by a governor that wants to take our PFD money, which is rightfully ours, regardless of who, whether you're an Alaskan or not, that in itself is wrong. You know, I don't know who bought him out, but it seems like he's being paid by somebody to, unless you give our people, the better off you are, we'll give you more if you do this for us. You know, like I said before last time, there's corruption of every type everywhere, including Bethel. People just don't talk about it. So, but when it comes to an agency that's responsible to investigate a crime, why does it take so long, or why do they wait to a week or two to report it on the news? That makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
You hear about it before it's reported on the news through family, friends, and relatives, through Facebook, or any type of media that's out there to publicize what people have a right to do so. But, you know, it should, news is news. It should be reported by the news reporters of the entity that they work for or represent, and that we were informed of what's going on and instead of finding everything out secondhand.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope everybody out there fishing is doing good. Me, I had to wait till Silvers. I had the last trip I went out, I kind of tore up my net and finally found somebody to mend it and lost a little bit of opportunity there, but that's not an excuse to wait for other species of fish that can come and feed my family. So everybody has the right to their thoughts, opinions, and how they feel, and looking at every circumstances. But, you know, it's like I was saying before, that one lady said, all we do is gripe, complain, moan, groan until something's done about it. And it takes a group of citizens and people to stand to make an effort to show the people that are doing any of us wrong or the community wrong to let them know that, hey, you know, we put you there. Why are you taking all our stuff away that we voted you for according to what you said you'd stand up for if we voted you into an office? So.
Yeah. I think. Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, just we'd probably have to start to wrap up here in a minute.
Yeah, what they say and what they do is two different things. If you do what you say you're going to do, it works. If you do something else, it don't work. I'm not sure who the author was, but I believe that author and the way he speaks and how he says it is very true. Other than that, have a good day, enjoy your weekend, and enjoy the weather, whether it be wind, rain, or shine.
All right. Oh, that's a good outlook. All right. Thank you, Joe.
Bye.
Okay. Well, that kind of wind down July 23rd, 2021's edition of Talkline. And you can listen to the rerun at 7 o'clock tonight, 7 to 8:30. And
it's also available wherever you get your podcasts as well.
And also available wherever you get your podcasts. And then you can have it available anytime on your phone that you feel like listening to any of the shows with KYUK. They all have their own podcasts. All right, so I think that's it for today, and we'll talk to you next Friday at 10 a.m. on Talkline. Oh. There's supposed to be something.
Fresh!
Oh!
Support for Talkline is provided by Vitus Terminals, a local crew happy to fuel you. More information at BethelFuel.com.
You can catch Talkline every Friday at 10 a.m. to get the latest hot topics and local buzz for the YK Delta right here on KYUK 640 a.m.